So Saturday I did absolutely nothing, which felt really, really good. Everything just has been strange with the coronavirus because in Michigan we're basically on lockdown. But on Sunday, after our online service, Facebook Live, I took off up to the office real quick. And I was kind of surprised at the amount of people I saw out and about. Like, I kind of thought we weren't supposed to be outside or whatnot. We haven't left the house in days. But I ran up there, grabbed some files I needed, and came back and helped the kids with some work for school. We kind of ran a little bit behind with Trina being sick, so we did some catch up on Sunday after church. But with all this downtime, it rained the other day. We just really have been getting squirrely, and so we downloaded Disney Plus. We finally gave in. We have the free trial for that to kind of see how that goes. But what was really annoying to me is we go through this process, we download this new app for Roku, and we sign up for the free account. And there is a ton of stuff on there that we have never seen. So we're all trying to decide what we're going to watch, right? There's myself, my wife, I have 4 kids. That in and of itself is a task. But what are we going to watch? And out of the 4 bazillion options, they picked something that we have already seen. How is it you can just keep watching the same thing you've already seen before? Let's watch something new. I was a little frustrated. I'm like, what are we even doing this for? And then I really thought about it later, and I just like, how lucky am I that with all the turmoil and sickness that people are going through and the hardships, like, sure, we've got some things we're dealing with financially, and Trina was sick for a little bit, but man, we are okay. And I know that there's even a lot of you that listen in that are having a really, really rough time with life. It is a lot different today than what it was even 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Life can change. Things can happen that can just knock us off of our feet. I mean, I follow some people that are in New York right now on YouTube, and they're just showing the impact that is happening out there in New York. If you're listening in New York, man, if you're in the city, that's a lot. That's a lot. And if you've been following along, you know that I'm reading through Romans, written to the Jewish people at the time, showing them that it's by faith and not by works, and that the law doesn't save, but Jesus does. And there's this section in chapter 8 that sort of stopped me in my tracks. Starting in verse 18, it says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed." And that's something that's powerful to me. When it says that our present sufferings are not worth comparing, our future is going to be so much better. And that today and all that's happening now and our sufferings today, it's temporary. It doesn't always feel like that. But as quickly as some of this comes, it can go just as quickly. If you're going through sufferings right now, man, just know that you are on my mind. I'm praying for you today that you don't lose hope, that you continue to put God first, and that you are reminded of the glory and the blessings that are in your future. For what it's worth, those are my thoughts reading through Romans. So excited for another week. I'm thankful for each and every day I have on this planet. Thanks for listening in today. Thank you to all those who have been reaching out on social media. Love meeting you guys. Hopefully you have a great day. You continue to put God first. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.